Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Progress Expressway in Coconut Creek or online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
This update is sponsored by Sovereign Health. Starting in the NFL, where Carson Wentz threw three touchdowns to lead the Eagles past the Panthers 28-23. The Miami Dolphins will be in Atlanta on Sunday to take on the Falcons. Sunday's game kicks at 1 and can be heard on WQAM and KISS 99.9. In college football, the Miami Hurricanes are set to host Georgia Tech tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. Kick is at 3:30, and the game can be heard here on WQAM with pregame coverage beginning at 11:30. Over to hockey, where the Panthers won again at home, beating the Blues 5-2. The Cats will be in Pittsburgh tomorrow night to play the Penguins at 7. That game can be heard on 880 AM WZAB and 99.9 FM HD2. In hoops, the Miami Heat will finish the preseason tonight in Philly with tip at 8:30. Miami will open the season Wednesday in Orlando. And finally, to baseball, where the Cubs beat the Nationals 9-8 to advance to the NL.
He was able to tip it past Allen, and the Panthers have a power play goal and a 3-1 lead.
Now here come the Panthers up the ice. Barkov and Huberto playing with Verbata here early in the period. Now Ekblad, a drive, rebound, Verbata, and the puck goes off a skate right out front of Huberto. Backdoor feed, they score! Aaron Ekblad cut in, and he deposits it past Jake Allen, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead. Fans on their feet here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise as the Panthers took control of this one. And the Panthers have knocked off the Blues by a 5-2 score here tonight in Sunrise. And the Panthers, the first team to knock off St. Louis this season.
Takes a low snap. Looks, fires, complete at the 15, the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown goes Nelson Aguilar.
Carson Wentz will take the knee. Imagine your Eagles came to Carolina and beat the 4-1 Carolina Panthers. Eagles now 5-1 on the season, and they have 11 days to heal.
The pitch to Russell. He hits a ground ball fair down into the left field corner. Contreras will score. Zobrist coming around third. Cubs lead 5-4.
Here's Addison again. He lines one toward left field, coming in as Worth, and he's going to slide and miss the ball. It goes all the way to the wall. The Cubs are going to get a run, I believe. Rounding third and scoring is Zobrist. It'll be a run scoring on the play. Addison stops at second. Worth sliding in shallow left field. I don't know if he lost the ball in the lights. He did not get a glove on that ball as he tried to make a sliding catch. The 3-2 to Harper. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year. He struck out Bryce Harper on a low inside breaking ball, and a great, happy scene of excited Cubs jumping up and down on the mound here at Nationals Park in Washington. What a ball game.
How about that? We used to all have fun with the Cubs, right? Lovable losers. Let's just go watch a Cubs game. They're not very good, but we'll go have a nice day at Wrigley. Now, all of a sudden, my God, they got a team. They win game five last night against the Nationals, and again, going to another NLCS. My gosh, and of course, the Yankees and Astros, part of the ALCS. And that's your final four. Panthers last night, you heard it, man. Trocheck, Buchstad, Ekblad. Averaging four-plus goals a game so far. They've been fun to watch. Great start. Good stuff. Now you got to hit the road, and you're going to get tested because you're going to be playing the Penguins next tomorrow night. So, but, boy, that's fun. Good to see, too, when you're talking about those core of guys that you tied up that are still really young guys playing well. And now it's just keep them healthy, man. Just keep them as healthy as you can. And moving on. So you had a lot of that stuff. We actually, A lot of stuff kind of going on, too. We find out Zeke Elliott for all you fantasy football people. So what happens on that? The news comes out, and you're going, crap, there's my first pick in fantasy football. He's out. He's looking like that six-game suspension officially started yesterday. So he won't play in this game. He's going to be out the next six unless he can somehow get that thing reversed by, I don't know, going to New York. I don't know what legal thing he needs to do, but it's not looking good. And for fantasy football, people took him with the first pick, right? He's a first pick guy.
Better hope you grabbed Adrian Peterson this week.
Oh, look at you. Oh, my God. You and Adrian Peterson. It would be funny if Adrian Peterson ran like 22 times for 140 yards and a couple of touchdowns. I'd have to come back and laugh. I would like, all right.
You guys read me pretty good for it yesterday, so.
I don't think he's got much.
I think it'll happen. I think he's got a lot left in the tank. He missed like an entire season for the thing with his kid.
Okay.
He hasn't done anything this season.
I saw him in his few carries, and he just didn't look. There's a reason that he's the third running back at New Orleans. But, hey, who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe the adrenaline gets pumping. Those 30-year-old legs get juiced up. He's the man again. He doesn't have to worry about getting a couple of carries late in the game. And he shows up. But you have to admit, you'd be a little surprised. Everybody out there would be a little surprised. Arizona doesn't have a very good offensive line. They got line problems, which seems to be the kind of the theme around the league.
Yesterday, right? Like, he sounded really excited.
No.
To get the hell
right
out of there.
He wants to play.
You want to hear that again? Like, you want to hear what he said?
No, I don't.
And he was thanking God.
I don't. I don't want to. And I'm glad he's religious.
He was really pumped to get out
of there. No, I got that. And everything else. And I always like to remind everybody, and I'm going to offend some people right now, right? It's that time. Like, I just like to remind everybody, I don't think God really cares whether you start or if you win or what kind of game you have or how bad a game you have. I'm guessing God's got a few bigger things and Jesus got a few bigger things to take care of according to who you believe in. I don't know. It's just me. Right? I prayed for that to happen, and that's great. You prayed, but you ought to be praying for something a little more important. Huh? Somebody in the family might be a little sick. Like, there's just bigger things than whether you get after great credit. Hey, we're going to be checking in on the text machine. We didn't forget about you on the Plumbers 911.com text line of 56022. We got a lot of stuff flowing in, so we'll check in with everybody on that. We're also going to have Don Bailey Jr., Miami Hurricanes color analyst, join us. We'll talk about the Canes and Georgia Tech and making sure you're disciplined on defense in that front seven when it comes to running the rock, man. They've been running it second best in college football. They run for a zillion yards. We'll let you know with Don later on who's out and who might replace some of those guys as well. So we got a lot of stuff to.
You feel okay about Saturday? Canes are 6.5-point favorites at home.
How do I feel? I feel like it's going to be a really close game. And we'll see. I just don't want to come in here Monday morning going, damn, it happened. They got that thing going.
And they ran for 400 yards?
Not 400, but if they run for 300, it's not good. Even though they average that, right? What do they average?
Yeah, so you think if they hold them under 300, they win the game?
No, I don't know. I don't like to do that.
Because Florida State went for 200.
Yeah, but they also have, and I'm guessing in this game, they get so many tackles behind the line of scrimmage. They come up with a ton of good plays and put you in a lot of second and long and third and long situations because they're so aggressive. But, boy, they're going to have to be a lot smarter as far as in gaps. This isn't even so much physical as it is mental with these guys. And knowing when those linebackers are out there, they're going to try to chop them. I know I sound like a broken record. I'm on this chop and being smart.
I think college football needs to make a rule to get rid of this offense.
Then that guy,
I find it just excruciating to watch. It's very high schoolish, isn't it?
Then that guy, if they do that, because they laugh about this. I'm watching college football the other day laughing about chop blocking and getting ready for it because everybody that's ever played hates being cut. Everybody. I haven't met anybody yet that doesn't. Like, the guys get pissed and want to fight you if you cut big guys. They hate it. But I don't think they'll ever get rid of it because if they did, that coach would be out of a job. Was it Paul Johnson? That's the only thing he knows. But you just got to work around it. They're not getting the athletes everybody else is, but they always have an athletic quarterback who's got the ability to take it to the house. They're not looking. He can throw it a little bit, but he's really good. He usually leads his team in running, in rushing, or right up there, and touchdowns because he's controlling the football. So we'll see. Probably going to be a good game, though, if you're going. Don't think you're going to see a blowout. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a really, really tight ball game tomorrow. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you think. Maybe I'm wrong and it's 31-7 or 31-10 or 31-17. But Kane's got to score some points. Got to keep that thing going, get some turnovers, and get rolling. Get some takeaways by their defense and seeing. Anyway, we've got more to get to. We're going to check in on your text machine here. We'll get you caught up on more stuff from the Miami Dolphins and with Don Bailey Jr. coming up. We'll check in on who's not going to be playing in this game and who's questionable. We'll get to Don. We're going to turn him into a doctor. We'll turn him into a doctor, right, and see what he wants to give us here today and everything else. And by the way, tonight, Kim Bocamper and I will be at the American Heritage Plantation Cardinal Gibbons game. Two undefeated teams, two of the top five teams right now in South Florida will play each other tonight. Should be a good game. I hope it stops raining. Man, I hope it stops. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Got to tell you right now about Andy Cagnetta at Trans World Business Advisors. Man, this guy's been selling people's companies for 38 years now. Man, Andy, time flies when you're having a good time and it's making a lot of people a lot of money like you are. I'll just tell you this when it comes to Andy, who I've known for a long time because of his Andy's Pasta Dinner that he does and raises so much money. I mean, it's one of the biggest fundraisers they have in Broward County for LifeNet for families. Just helping so many families out there with food and things that they need during some tough times. Andy's been great about that. But tell you, when it comes to selling your company, last year alone, Andy and his company sold more than 350 businesses in the state of Florida. 350 last year alone. And by the way, doesn't matter what size company you have. Don't think anything's too small or too big for Andy and his team. And they want to let you know whether it's a $50,000 or $50 million company. He wants to let you know a couple more things, as in there's never been a better time than right now to sell your company. Why? Because there's a lot of people moving to South Florida with a lot of money looking to buy companies just like yours. So no matter what it is, man, if it's got value and you put a lot of time and sweat into it, they're going to find somebody that's going to buy your company so you can retire, relax, maybe do something different, whatever it is. All you have to do to get more information to get this thing started is go to tworld.com. That's tworld.com or call 305-504-8100. His name is Andy Cagnetta. Pretty special guy. Good guy. With a great team with him at Transworld Business Advisors.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.